I'm in Cumbria.
The Guide
on BBC Radio Cumbria.
Fantastic musician, has been sort of likened to Rufus Wainwright and actually toured with him at one point. More on that to come a little later. Now, ahead of our travel news at 5:26, artists have been transforming a woodland walk in Cumbria by turning the trees into musical boxes. Now, in the 80s and 90s, Grisdale Forest became famous as one of the largest outdoor sculpture parks in Europe, but it's been 10 years since any new works were installed. BBC Radio Cumbria's Martin Lewis has already been to see the first installations.
I remember bringing my own children here to Grisdale Forest and walking along the Ridding Wood Trail here, and there were all sorts of things. There were things up in the trees that buzzed and flickered at you, and there was a sort of wooden xylophone which you could play tunes on. That's all gone now. Instead, the trees have giant keys, and you can turn the keys, and after a while, sort of magical music begins to play.
Quite extraordinary, isn't it? On the line is the curator of Grisdale Forest, Hayley Skipper. Hi, Hayley.
Good evening.
Sounds fantastic. These are the first for 10 years, so it must be quite important for you, really.
Thank you very much. Yes, no, we're really excited. This is a major new installation and it's a new sound piece and we're really excited about it because it builds on the legacy of previous work here, but it's exciting new work for a whole new generation of visitors.
And is it meant to be playful or is it meant to be serious art?
Well, I think it's a combination of both, to be honest. It's serious art in that it's a major new innovative piece, but the whole point of the piece is that it's a playful and magical experience. It's something that's designed for people of all ages to enjoy. So I think it combines the best of both, really.
What goes on inside then? We heard him turning the key and it's like the equivalent of a very large music box that you used to wind up or something, is it?
Exactly, yes. The name of the piece is The Clockwork Forest and it's been designed by a group of artists called Grey World and they specialise in sound pieces that you can play, often in public places where you wouldn't normally find art. And what they've done is they've created a special mechanism that means that when you come along you turn a key on the tree and that generates energy, which means that sound can play in the forest. So there's no power, it's truly a clockwork piece of art.
It's interesting this because there'll be lots of people who would contemplate just going for a walk in the forest and enjoying it or cycling and they may well wonder what's the point of doing something like this, truthfully.
Well, that's also true. And we have got an enormous forest here. There's 6,000 acres of Grisdale. So there are lots of quiet bits. There are bits that we designate for wildlife that people do explore, but in smaller numbers. And the Riddingwood Trail is a trail that's designed to be accessible for all. And it's the start and the end of lots of the longer walks at Grisdale, but it's also a shorter walk in its own right. And one of the things that's great about it is it's wheelchair accessible. So it's accessible for all and for people with buggies or if you don't want to have a long, challenging walk up a steep hill, it's absolutely ideal to get you out into the woodland. And one of the things that it's known for and really treasured for being is the musical instrument trail, which is how a lot of people refer to it. And the musical instruments even get a mention in the Lonely Planet Guide to England. So they're a very special part of the forest, really. And this is a new work that renews that for next generation.
Sounds wonderful, Hayley. Continue the good work. And thanks so much for joining us on the programme today. Thank you. That's Hayley Skipper, who is the curator of Grisdale Forest. 29 minutes past five now.
BBC Radio Cumbria.
Traffic and travel.
Coming soon, the news with Andy. First, though, here's the travel news. Hello, Simon.